Okay, let's bring on our next guest. We have with us the most successful Biggest Loser that ever existed.
He's the Biggest Loser.
He is the most successful. NBC, you remember, I think you've heard of the show, Biggest Loser.
Never heard of it.
Well, Pete Thomas was on there. And this guy, first of all.
I thought he got booted out like in the first week or something.
Yeah, he got booted out, but guess what? He got booted out, and he lost 123 pounds.
He showed them.
At home.
He didn't need Jillian Michaels.
He didn't need Jillian Michaels. He said, the hell with you guys. I'm going to show you how to do this, and I don't need you. And
exactly.
He lost more weight.
That's really the lesson.
Wait, but here's the biggest thing. For doing that, he lost 185 pounds and won $100,000 in the process of doing
it. I think it embarrassed them.
Let me tell you something. If there's someone who knows a challenge, it's Pete Thomas. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I appreciate that intro as well. That's
well,
just dynamite.
Listen, Pete, first of all, the thing that's amazing to me, when I hear about winning $100,000 for losing weight, to me, this is like this has got to be like the greatest gift possible. You know, somebody's handing you a check, and at the same time, they're giving you a check to look better and feel better at the same time. How did that feel?
You know, it felt great, but the odd thing about this, you know, I never, ever imagined that someone would pay me to lose weight. I just wanted to get my health back. Although, and I told my buddy this, I told a buddy of mine years ago during the whole Clinton Monica Lewinsky year, I saw her doing Jenny Craig ads. And
right.
I said, if she can become famous and lose weight and make money for it, doggone it, somebody's going to pay me to lose weight. Now that was so many years prior to ever getting on the show.
Right.
It completely left my mind until a buddy reminded me, say, Pete, you remember when you told me that? And
right.
I was like, yeah, oh, my God, it came to pass. You know, my intention once I got on the Biggest Loser Ranch was simply to get my life and my health back. But, you know, it was an amazing outcome at the end, especially those last 30 days, I had reached my goal weight, and then there was an opportunity to make some money to get along with it. So that drove me to push extra hard the last 30 days, the first 7.5 months or so. It was all about getting my life back, and it definitely accomplished that.
Now, when did you see this becoming like, this is going to, just transcend your entire life and change your entire life and become a trainer and a teacher and had a motivational speaker? Did you see this coming down the road while you were losing the weight, or you just said, just want to lose the weight?
I just wanted to lose the weight, and I had no idea. I knew that I had to get a handle on my weight. At my largest, I was over 416 pounds, you know, 50% body fat. You know, my blood pressure was 150 over 90, resting heart rate 89 beats to 92 beats a minute. And so I knew that I was going down a path that was really like going off a cliff. And so I just wanted to get my health back. And once the show was entirely over, the very next morning, no cameras, nobody calling or anything, I go out for an hour and a half run the very next morning after the live finale. And I come back into the hotel, and I go to have breakfast, and one of the other contestants says, Pete, do you ever stop? And for me, that was an odd question, because in my mind, that was the starting point. You know, once you get the weight off and you get to your health to a point that it's manageable, well, that's when you really start the journey of maintenance. And so I came home from the Biggest Loser Ranch, went back to my regular life as a real estate investor, and I just began to study nutrition and exercise and the science behind it. And I studied some of the giants of the industry and did all of this little what I call nerd stuff. I mean, I even had a pub crawler going that would go out and put medical study abstracts into my mailbox every week. And I learned this stuff from me, and after doing that for a couple of years, people started approaching me. They said, Pete, how are you keeping the weight off when other contestants seem to be gaining it back?
Right.
And out of that, I began to teach others. That's really been my true passion, to educate others. And then just recently here, picked up my personal training certification. I'll be doing that here soon. But my love was teaching and educating others, because you hear so many things. You know, you hear so many oddities, and you don't know how to put them together. You know, I say this. I said success leaves clues. But just like the game of Clue, you really need to put together a weight loss strategy if you're going to lose weight and keep it off successfully.
Right.
You need more than just clues and tips.
So now let me get this straight. So you're on the show for about, you know, you're on the show. And
for 52 days.
For 52 days, you're on the show.
52, yep.
Now, first of all, you're losing the weight, right? So the 52 days, how much did you lose in the first 52 days?
In the first 62 days, I lost 83 pounds.
So you must be fired up. You're like, man, I am doing it. I'm getting there, right? And then you get the moment where you're like, you're not on the show anymore, right?
Right. You know.
Were you depressed? Did it bum you out? Were you like, damn, I wanted to win this thing. I thought I could win the whole thing. Like, what happened then?
You know, it's an odd thing. I got motivation from an unlikely place, from an unusual place. Now, when I got voted off the ranch, I knew that I had the tools, and it wasn't the week before. It would have not have taken an extra week. But I knew that once I was voted off the ranch, May 16, 2005, been over 5 years ago now, I knew that I had the tools that were necessary, that I needed to continue the journey. And that was an important point. Now, I still needed motivation and all of that. But when I went home that summer, Lance Armstrong was competing in the Tour de France. And he had his special foundation, the Tim Tu Foundation. And I adopted my own in my mind. I was like, you know what? My special number is 516. May 16th. That's the date that I was voted off the ranch, that I was given a second chance at life. And I'm not going to waste that chance. And so it wasn't so much of a thing like, oh, my God, I can't handle it. What it was a situation, okay, now I've got to practice what I've learned, and I have to improve my learning. That's what happens to so many people. As we pick up a tip or trick or this or that, we pick that up and we use that for a little while, and then after a while it no longer works, and we don't know what to do. Well, you have to continue your education. You have to continue your learning. And so I was dead set prepared, to continue my life in education, and that's exactly what I did, and then turned around, and now I'm able to help others.
Now, Pete, this is always a curiosity for me. You have a person like you that you got up to, what, 400 and something, right?
Yeah, four bills. Now, 416.
What happens, because you obviously have a lot of self-discipline to lose the weight now or at that time. What happens? You're in your head, you're 200 pounds, and then you're 250. And then you're 300. There's no light going off. There's no urgency. You're 325. Nothing. No big bells are ringing. 350, 400. Like,
no. See, that to me is the difference. There were bells ringing. And one thing, I'll come back and dismiss the discipline piece, but there were bells ringing. The problem is you don't know what to do. And that's what most people have a problem with. And let me explain to you. When you're 416 pounds and the majority of your life you've been morbidly obese, you don't just have a weight problem. More than likely, you have a food addiction. And that's exactly what I had. It stemmed from the way that I grew up. My mother struggled with mental illness, paranoia, and dementia. We were on the go from one city to another, never learned proper eating. At one location, we subsisted just on fast food. So, and then there were times we went without food. So understand, I had a food addiction. And so during my adult years, it's like, oh, my God, I have to do something. And I tried doing different things. You know, I tried Weight Watchers. I tried Body for Life. I even tried, you know, there was something called the Way Down Workshop. You know, it's a Christian program. And they kicked me out of the Christian program for non-compliance, you know. But I tried different things. But there's so many pieces of information. If you pick up a regular magazine, a men's health or men's fitness magazine, well, in one section you read where peanut butter is good for you. It's good for building muscle. In another section you see where it says in the same magazine, you have to watch the calories in peanut butter. What in the world?
Right.
There's so much misinformation, and what people don't understand and what I teach in class is the things that are written may not be directed for you. If someone is writing something for an athlete, that is not necessarily what you should be following if you're over 350 pounds and you've been struggling with obesity all of your life.
Right.
And so we don't have that. And so what happened was on the Big Sister Ranch, I got the basics. I got the foundation of what I needed as someone who was incredibly overweight, not just overweight but obese and had a food addiction, and how to work out, et cetera. And then I was able to come back and build on that. But the piece that really, which you mentioned now, where I had the discipline, again, there's still a struggle even when it comes to food. I just have, just like an alcoholic who has gone to Alcoholics Anonymous, I have certain things in place so that I don't go back to the way that I used to be. I have a team around me. I have people around me who will support me and who I can hold myself accountable to.
Right.
And you're not taught that so much. You're taught those trite things. Well, just push your weight from the table and just exercise a little. Well, I bought a treadmill. I bought a treadmill and a recumbent bike before the show was around. Spent $5,000 on two very good pieces of equipment.
Right.
Got on my treadmill every day for 30 minutes a day for 45 straight days. And after that time, I'd only lost 10 pounds, and that's other garbage you hear. You hear stuff like, oh, losing 1 or 2 pounds a week is all you should lose. Really? How does that compare if someone's 180 pounds versus if someone is 400?
Right.
Okay? Does
right.
that really make sense?
Right.
The person 400 and I was there, I lose 1 or 2 after those 45 days, I lost 10 pounds. I was discouraged.
Right.
You know, I said, I could do this by just, you know, skipping Friday night dinner, which was true. You know, but so we don't have solid information out there. And that's one of the reasons that I've dedicated myself to now educating others on the way on the things that I've learned.
And you have a new book that's coming out. It's called Lose Big. It's going to come out at the end of the summer, correct?
Yep, absolutely. We're working on it. We're putting the final touches on it now. And really, it is about weight loss from someone who is who's been extremely overweight from this perspective. Because what you commonly have is you'll have someone who's much thinner or someone who's had discipline all their life and they've never really had a weight problem. And what they do is when they put together a weight loss book, they give some common recommendations, but they miss the struggle. You know what I mean? They
right.
miss the struggle, the things that I just talked about. What are you going to do when you're at a restaurant and you want what you've always had? You always start everything off with, for instance, I give you, you know, my Friday night. I would go to an Outback Steakhouse, and I would have a large, you know, large cheese fries. They were mine to myself.
Right.
I'm not sharing it with anyone else.
Right.
You know, then I'd have the main meal. Then I'd go to the movies and have the popcorn and Raisinets. Well, what do you do? What are you going to tell that person? If you tell that person cut back on what they eat, all right, well, they cut out the Raisinets. That's
right.
still not enough. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Except, also, I deal with that piece, and I also talk about the exercise because it's important. Someone as overweight as I was, when we first go in to meet a trainer, the trainer automatically looks at us with some bias and some prejudice. They think, okay,
are you talking about the ones from The Biggest Loser?
Yeah,
like
you're talking about Jillian
Michaels or Bob Barbara?
Well, they know. They look at us with a certain prejudice from experience. They know how hard we can work out.
Right.
See, that's the difference. The common trainer will look at us and say, well, I've got to start you on a walking program. And they don't realize the direct correlation between weight loss and sticking to a program. So, yeah, you can start me on a walking program, but I need to be walking up Kilimanjaro every single day. Because if the
right.
weight doesn't come off, I'm going to fire you within 30 days, and it's going to be to my detriment. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I'm still going to be obese.
Right.
But that piece has not been talked about, does not get explained either.
Pete, is there anything you can tell us before you go behind the curtain of The Biggest Loser show? Is there anything that surprised you or shocked you being on the show versus what you saw on TV? Is there anything that people don't know or people would find that really interesting about the show?
There definitely are some pieces, you know. And I put some of this up there on my website at winningman.com. But what you'll see is there are 1,200 hours worth of footage. My season, back in when it was only an hour-long show, 1,200 hours of footage each and every week were cut down to only 1 or 2 hours.
Right.
And so it's amazing how much they leave out. Specifically, the stuff that they leave out. For instance, you may see a contestant weighing over 400 pounds, and you'll see him running. And immediately it causes ripples in gyms across the country because now 400-pound people want to start running. And what people don't realize, is that big fella or that big gal,
yeah.
she has been working out for the equivalent of an entire month before she got to that point.
Right.
You know, and so you have to understand, my season, and it's even more now, my season we worked out 4 hours a day, 6 days a week. Well, we worked out more in a week than most people work out in a month.
Right.
And so by week two, if you see us doing some incredible stuff, that we've had 2 months of workouts, if you were in the real world, and so now our bodies are prepared for it, and so you just don't see, as I tell people, you don't see all the working out we do, and you don't want to. Nobody wants to see a bunch of fat people sweating. You know, we just don't.
Well,
so you get to see all the drama. That's what you see.
Well, we really appreciate it. We have the winning man, and go to Pete Thomas's website, thewinningman.com. We really appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us about your experience.
Yeah, great story.
Biggest Loser. And when you're in Atlanta, Pete, I know you travel around a lot. When you're down here, please give us a call. We'd love to have you sit in the studio and talk to us some more.
I'd love to. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate the time.
Have a great day. Be well.
Have a great one. You too. Bye-bye.
That is Pete Thomas. He is the winning man. He is NBC's most successful Biggest Loser. Check him out at winningman.com. Check out his new book coming out this summer called Lose Big as well. And when you're online, make sure you also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program. Pete Thomas just talked about how important a support system and accountability system is, so you better pick up that book. Then we also have another book coming out called 35 Ways to Raise an Active Kid. Check out some of our past interviews with people like Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser, Rocco DiSpirito, Denise Austin.
Are we getting the other guy on, the other trainer of The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, Bob Harper. He's coming on, I think, next week. I think.
See that?
He's coming on.
It's becoming
the
Biggest Loser show.
Biggest Loser show here. Dr. Fitness and The Biggest Loser show pretty soon. Anyway, great stuff.